Kurt Nicholas has been sitting in on our show, listening for the last couple of nights. He's a giant fan and has been for a number of years, and there's nothing really different about George's devotion to the Giants. It's just as intense as anybody else's, except that he doesn't see the game like other people do. George is sightless, and yet he has come down to spring training to partake in the aura of baseball. And George, for a sightless person, I know that we have a number who listen to our show and you know and follow the Giants through KNBR, but not many come down to spring training. What brought you here?
Well, before I answer that, I just have to say it's a hard act to follow Phil Harris.
I know. You're telling me?
Yeah.
I'm trying to follow him.
Yeah, and then, by the way, I also got a job for the Giants driving the bus, team bus.
You do?
Yeah.
You're a comedian, too.
No, not really. I hope I have Phil Harris's agent. Then I'd be okay.
He just left, George. Let's play it straight.
Okay.
What does bring you
I'm out? A Giants fan, and I like baseball, and if I'm going to let my blindness stop me from coming down here, then I'll be handicapped. I'm not handicapped. I just have an inconvenience and sometimes a nuisance. You know, sometimes it's more nuisance than other times. But I can follow the game pretty well, except when the crowd fools me.
When does that happen?
That happened in the game against the A's when I knew when McGuire hit the ball, I thought Brett Butler caught it, the way the fans cheered, because we were playing at Scottsdale Stadium.
Not the one that went over the center field.
That's right, and I thought he caught it, but it was a home run. And I got up to start cheering, and everyone says, sorry, Charlie, that went over the fence.
I think it's still going, George.
Oh, yeah, about 475, 480.
That last count.
And it hit the rodeo back there.
It hit a rodeo. I think it hit an eagle. George, I don't know how else to ask a question like this, but how does a sightless person follow baseball?
Well, it's easy on a radio. I mean, when you have announcers like Lon Simmons over the years and Greenwald and now Farrelly and Hagen, I like the way they announce because they give a lot of stats. And I'm really a stat man. I like stats. The baseball game I like, some people that just like to hear the game of baseball get bored by that stuff. But I like all the stats. And it's easy on the radio. But down here, I brought my earphones thinking the Giants would be broadcast. And
midweek.
And you go by the fans. The ball's hit line down a foul line, and the fans cheer if it's the opposing team. You know, then you know it's a foul ball. And then you said something to me yesterday about there's a guy in Modesto that told you he can hear it when it's a strike.
Yes, he said.
He must have partial vision. Or the thing is, with all the action going on in a ball game, with bats flying and helmets and fans making noises. Sometimes the ball go to first base, I thought it was a pitch. Because you really can't tell unless you have some partial vision.
You flew down?
I flew down.
And transportation, how's that provided?
Well, my brother flew in from Chicago, and he said to me, if I was going to come down here and rough it, and he thought I should...
Rough it? How do you rough it?
Well, find someone who would rent a room and scoot around on the buses. I scoot around the buses at home. I'm not much for taking cabs. But my brother came down here, set me up in the Holiday Inn. And the people down there are great. And I have a driver. I've met so many fans down here that half the time I don't use the limo service because they're from, I met people from Santa Rosa, Damaris and Stephen from Stockton were sat behind me for a whole week there at Scottsdale Stadium. And everyone talks. And I get down here either with the fans or I take a car, a cab, they call them here, or limo. And I get around. But I've really come down here to scout for the future and not do it this way each time, but just rough it.
You know, like how long are you down for, George?
I came down the 1st of March, and I was going to stay 2 weeks, and now it's a whole month. I'll leave the 31st.
Are you a millionaire?
No, my brother is. No, he's not a millionaire.
What do you do, George? Where do you live?
I live in Fremont. I was really a male father that raised his two kids. And after they grew up, I'm by myself now, so I just do what I want to do.
Wait a minute. You raised your children sightless?
Yeah, for 10 years. 10 of the years.
I wouldn't begin to ask you how you do something like that.
Well, they tried, when they were younger, they tried little tricks. Like my younger would crawl through my legs and try to get away, but he made a mistake of laughing, and I'd always find him.
Did you cook for him?
We cooked together. We all pitched in together, and we would clean up together and cook together. It was just the three bachelors.
So you're totally blind?
Mm-hmm.
Born blind?
No. I was born, and I developed diabetes at 18 and lost my sight at 27. I'm 48 now.
And are you employed, George?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I did go to training for small engine repairs, And it just seems like most people don't want to hire. They see you coming in with your cane and a toolbox, and they kind of chuckle a little bit. I did go to also train myself in a locksmith, to be a locksmith, but that didn't work out because I guess they figure if you're blind, you should work for nothing. So, but I do things around the neighborhood. I help people, odds and ends. And I love baseball, and I'm always listening to games. I like football and basketball, too, but baseball is my first love.
And what is the beauty of baseball to you?
Well, when I was a kid, I worked selling Cokes at the Oakland Oaks ballpark. I used to sit out there, and I'm supposed to sell Cokes, but I sit there and drink them and watch the game. And remember all the ballplayers. And today, when I hear the Giants play, I still visualize the Oaks ballpark, although I did go to the 62 World Series when the Giants were in it. But I always remember when I was a kid, baseball, and I guess the uniforms are a lot different than they were now, but I still see them as those old uniforms.
What does a sightless person feel about the game of baseball that a sighted person couldn't?
Well, I think they're more aware of what's going on. The sighted person is distracted by other things going on. They don't just, most of them watch television anyway. If they're in a car, they're driving, so they're partly listening to the game. But there's no distraction, so when I'm listening to the game, I'm listening to even the vendor over the radio comes through selling his vending items in a ballpark, and the fans scream. Sometimes you hear individuals, but you listen to the whole thing that's going on when there's a pause between the announcers. But I think you pick up the whole. You're like you're there. You see it in your head. You visualize it in your head as it's going on. Where most people want to go turn on a TV to see the ball diamond.
That's well said. Do you go to a lot of games? A lot of Giant games? Just the Giant games?
No. Once in a while I'll go if somebody's gone. It is difficult to get on transportation over to San Francisco and get in.
From Fremont.
Yeah. And I like the game. And I can, even when I go, it's difficult to follow sometimes, even with a radio on ear and a headset, because the noise, the distraction. And you miss a lot of the action. And like I said, if you have a good announcer, and I think the Giants have good announcers now, even though they're just the first year, they do a good. I told Wayne Hagan this last night, not to change what he does, the statistics and the homework that he says he does, to keep it up, because most real. That's why I'm here, for the real baseball fan, not the ones that turn it on once in a while and that have the money to go to the World Series, but the ones that come down here have to be baseball fans because they're here to see the Parachicas and the Angel Escobars and the young pitchers, Rimlinger and those Cooks and all those guys. They don't come here really to see the Giants because they're going to follow them all year. They want to see the future. So the thing is, I'd rather sit there and have a good announcer announce it to me without the distraction than all the hoopla that goes around yelling, people dropping beer on you and the whole thing.
You've got to be particular about your announcers because you focus in on them more than the average fan, so you know what you're talking about.
But see, what I don't like, Dave, about the when I listen to your show at home, I hear so many people moan and groan and complain about the announcers because the Giants are losing six games. They have to blame the Giants announcers. The announcers all do a good job. Some of them are better than others, but they do a good job. And you know what? People get distracted. They're watching TV and listening to radio, and they get sick and tired of listening to what they're seeing. So, but when a person doesn't have their sight, and I'll speak for myself, maybe not all blind people feel this way, but I like all the things they say and how they announce. Now, my favorite, I told you, Lon Simmons and Bill King with basketball and football. But Scully is a Dodger, and I'm not a Dodger lover, but he is a great announcer.
Sure is.
And I listen to Scully at night from Los Angeles and call up all those San Diego. And you pick up all those games up in the north, Northern California.
George, thanks so much for being
on. Thank you.
We sure enjoyed it, and it's been a delight. You've been sitting here for two nights and being very patient, and we're glad to have you on.
But we got to let everyone know I did go home last night. I didn't just sit here all night.
Okay.
I want to thank you. I appreciate the time. I listen to your show all the time, so it's an honor to be here, and I want to thank Joe Petrano for giving me the headset to sit over there and listen to the whole show.
All right. Well, listen, it's been an honor for us to have you. So we'll take a break right now after George Nicholas. We'll be inviting in Billy Worrell, who's a scout for the Baltimore Orioles. He's down here in spring training, and he'll give us assessment of what's happening with the Orioles and with the Giants and generally the Cactus League. We'll be right back.